France has urged its citizens to leave Mali as soon as possible following a surge in coordinated attacks by separatist and Islamist armed groups that have heightened fears over security. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In updated travel advice, French authorities described the situation as extremely volatile and warned against any travel to Mali, as explosions and heavy gunfire were reported over the weekend in several places, including the capital, Bamako. Violence also struck the nearby town of Kayti, home to a major military base, where Defense Minister Sadio Camara was reportedly killed in what authorities believe was a suicide attack. In the north, separatist fighters have seized control of the strategic city of Kidal. Despite the wave of attacks, Mali's military leader Assimi Goïta said the situation was under control, claiming government forces had dealt a severe blow to the assailants and that operations were ongoing. However, rebel groups signaled their campaign is far from over. A spokesperson for the Azawad Liberation Front said they intend to expand their offensive to other northern cities, including Gao and Timbuktu, after their advance in Kidal. The unrest appears to involve multiple actors. While Tuareg separatists have focused on territories they claim as part of a homeland, the Islamist group Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, JNIM, is believed to have carried out simultaneous attacks across the country. Other Western governments have issued similar warnings. The United Kingdom has advised against all travel to Mali and urged its nationals to leave if it is safe, while the United States Embassy has told citizens to shelter in place and avoid areas where security operations are underway. Mali has been under military rule since Goïta seized power in a 2020 coup, pledging to restore stability. But despite the withdrawal of French forces and UN peacekeepers, and the involvement of Russian mercenaries, armed groups continue to operate across large parts of the country, particularly in the north and east. With insecurity worsening, foreign nationals are being urged to take precautions as the situation remains unpredictable. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.